I don't know if it's just me, but one thing that I've realized as a ministrypreneur is I get a lot of ideas. I'm very creative. I'm very innovative. I get very excited when I'm planning with God and I am seeing so many different strategies and so many different ideas and so many different concepts I can follow. But one of the things that I am trying to do before I jump in to anything is go to God. If I do not first go to God and make sure that He's the one leading and guiding me through this process, I'm going to end up going down a path that I was never meant to, or I'm going to end up taking myself down a road because it was a good idea. Now, there's a difference between a good idea and a God idea. One of the things that I realized that good ideas always come, especially if you're creative, especially if you are a planner and you're very creative in the area of design and coming up with new concepts and giving the gift to innovate in a way that separates you from what everybody else is doing. As a believer and as a Christian, you have to know how to bring yourself back to doing it the way that God needs you to do it. Because there's multiple ways. We could see that in a world of the strategies that people use to build and to structure their life, their business and ministry, and how they approach certain environments and how they set up systems within different areas of their life and ministry. And this is one thing that we can all benefit from, is knowing how to go to God for ourselves, knowing how to hear Him, knowing how He speaks to us, and knowing what to do when God has given us the clarity and the direction we need to move forward. And that is through prayer. Prayer is the key to understanding and knowing God's heart. It says in Matthew 6:33, to seek He first. And that is through prayer, supplication, spending time in His presence. And what He wants you to do, His righteousness, the right way to do things, and everything else will be given to you. There's a way and there's a strategy that God has given us as believers to follow. But if we don't follow it, we're not going to really step into all that God has called us to be. And we're not really going to steward the gifts that He has given us. Yes, God has given us a gift of creativity. Yes, God has given us a gift of entrepreneurship, but He wants us to use those gifts the right way. He wants us to use it in line with His will and not in the way that the world is encouraging and promoting how we should use our gifts out there in the marketplace. If we trust God, if we made the choice to give our life to God, and call Him as our Lord and Savior, and to submit to His plan and will for our lives, then no matter what the world says, God's way is the best way. When we get ideas from God, they will stand out, and sometimes they will conflict even our own desires because we are looking it through the lens and the filter of the world. We don't realize that we have filters. We have filters that we run our ideas, the voice of God through, the plans and the vision that God has given us. And sometimes we run with the vision and we're trying to do it the world's way instead of God's way. We say, thank you, God, for the idea, and you're gone and you're following some content creator or some leader online to give you direction and a framework or formula on how to do it. When God has given us the ability to go to Him for ourselves, and to hear Him through prophetic listening, through prayer, and get the framework and the blueprint that He wants us to follow. Now, for many of us, we don't always want to do it God's way, because sometimes doing it God's way is a long way. Sometimes doing it God's way is a hard way. Sometimes doing it God's way requires you to wait. It requires you to go through a training period, a wilderness season, through different types of training to be able to do it God's way. Now, everybody's training season is going to be different. It's going to look different from how God it requires me and equips me to do the work of ministry in the marketplace, compared to the way that God will equip you for the marketplace. What I need may not be what you need. What God needs to prune off of me may not be what he needs to prune off of you. Because depending on the direction and the focus and vision of the ministry and the mission of your ministry, it's going to require different skills. It's going to require a different type of training model, curriculum, to be able to go out there and do what God has called you to do. It's going to require a completely different system, a completely different structure. It's going to require a different ministry model. We don't know unless we go to God for ourselves and we ask him through prayer what it is that he wants us to do and how he wants us to do it. God is the only one who can give us the right strategy to move the vision forward. He's the only one who can take us from point A to point B. He's the only one who can map out the vision and every step that we need to take. Sometimes we need to be like Abraham. Sometimes we need to be like Moses. Sometimes we need to be like David. Sometimes we need to be like different people in the Bible. There are different people who God is trying to reflect through the model and through the strategy he wants us to take and he wants us to use. And so understanding that, yes, this is a great strategy, this is a great idea, but if God is not the one who has given it to me, I need to take that idea and test it, put it on the shelf, trust that if that is God's will, he will bring it back to me. He will confirm it. He will do what he needs to do to ensure that this idea is the idea that he wants me to move forward with. Now, unless you have those systems, those internal systems on the inside of you to filter whether an idea is from God or not, you are going to find yourself all over the place. You're not going to be focused. You're not going to have the clarity. And also, you're not going to have the faith to move forward. You are going to be jumping around and your ministry is going to be a mixture of different people's ideas. And if you are not clear, and if you are finding yourself in that situation, you need to stop and go to God. Create the atmosphere that you need to bring God's presence in the room. Do what it is that you know you need to do in order to hear from God for yourself, and sit in his presence and allow him to do what he needs to do to you. Allow him to prune you of pride, of disobedience, of anything that may be obstructing him from speaking to you and giving you the direction that he needs for you to take. Because one of the things that we are not realizing as we step out and do ministry God's way and do business God's way and build in the kingdom, in the marketplace as kingdom builders, we are ultimately saying to God, thank you for the idea, but I don't need you from this point moving forward. But if I get stuck, I would definitely, you know, call on you. But that's not how we are supposed to operate as believers. That's not how we're supposed to operate as Christians. And that's not how we should be promoting God as ministers in the marketplace. We should be a model for the world. The world is not the model for us on how we should do ministry and how we should do business as Christians. So as I wrap up this message, I just want to encourage you to really create the time to spend with God, because it's important to building the ministry God's way and building the vision that God wants you to build, and to sustain the success that he has for you. There are multiple times where we will find ourselves going the way that we think we should go, or going down a path that we are drawn to because somebody else is doing it. We're going to have shiny object syndrome. That's just natural in our human flesh. But if we do not do what we need to do by going back to guardian prayer, by building a relationship with him, by knowing how he speaks to us and having godly counsel around us, whether that's through godly content creators or resources online, or through people that we have and we could call up or we could go to and ask for clarity and for them to hear God for us and to see if God is in agreement. Because sometimes we are fleshly and we will find that there are times where we want to do it our way. We want to do it the way that we think it's going to work because we see a way of doing something and that's the way that God wants us to do it. Now, there are times where God says, that's exactly how I want you to do it. And he's the one who's showing you the strategy through that individual and through that ministry. But majority of the time, if you do not go to God for yourself and if you do not create an atmosphere to know God and to hear from him for yourself, then you're ultimately going to find yourself going down paths that you were never meant to go. Following strategies, following blueprints and copying somebody else's model. And you will find yourself in the middle of your ministry and realizing that this is not what God envisioned for you. And you end up having to disappoint a lot of people because you followed a wrong ministry model, because you followed the wrong framework, because you followed a formula, somebody else's vision and strategy, versus going to God and seeking how he wants you to do it. So even if you are not sure, going to God in prayer is important. Having a relationship with God is important. And it will ultimately give you the direction you need if you foster that type of environment right now, moving forward. I hope this message blessed you, and I will see you in the next episode.